Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ten toes down. Very curious where this ends up going. Ten toes down is where we take a stand and we tell you, this is it. This is happening. Here is why. Could go anywhere. This is the segment that Brian Gerch made famous. Indiana. Winless in conference. He didn't say winless in the playoffs. He just said winless in conference. You know, he's missed on a few, but maybe his Bulls one is ringing true, as he said, go against them, right? Did he say under on Bulls, right? Everything?
I don't remember.
There's a lot of them.
No okay. idea.
I'm trying to remember. He's positive or negative. It's all a big blur. None of it matters because it's all bad, apparently. All right, Sam, why don't you start us off 10 toes down? What you got?
I'm fully expecting Gerch to come in hot and say Indiana will win the college football playoff. That's what I expect to happen, and then they will lose in the first game that they play. So this is not going to be a surprise. If you've listened to the show, if you followed us for months, Buffalo's getting to the Super Bowl. Now, will they win it? I don't know, but I think it is such a good bet. 10 toes down, Buffalo 9-1 is the best bet you can make right now to win the Super Bowl. If I told people in August that Burrow would be dead, that Mahomes would be cooked, Lamar would be hurt, and also kind of stink, and the Ravens are going in the wrong direction, I mean, how much would we have bet? I bet 750 and 725 with everybody healthy and no team having a loss. So I don't believe in Denver. Don't believe in New England. You can have your Jacksonville. You can have your Houston. You want Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers. You want the Chargers. Quarterback's already got a broken hand. He's not making it through healthy. I get it. You don't like the Bills defense? Fine. I think the AFC is so wide open, and the greatest AFC team we've seen in 10 years, Kansas City, is not going to be in the playoffs. So 10 toes down, if you don't have Buffalo 9-1, you're doing it wrong. They are going to the Super Bowl. Now, do they win it? We'll see. But if you're holding 9-1 and they make it, you're in a great spot no matter what.
Buffalo Bills, your AFC representative in the Super Bowl. That is Sammy P's 10 toes down. All right, I'm going the college football route, and I'm saying that we're going to have a few things happen. Our buddy Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, spoke yesterday. When that guy speaks, he speaks with a purpose, and he doesn't do it willy-nilly. He doesn't just throw things out there. He's got too many friends, and a lot of his friends have a whole lot of power. That dude has backing. If he is going to go out of his way to say something, it's because he knows something, because it's probably going to happen. He doesn't want to look stupid ever. Both of us have experienced that many, many years ago. All right. Weekly rankings. He discussed the possibility of them going away. I don't think it happens immediately. It is part of the agreement with ESPN. But what they do is they do wait a while, believe it or not. Because I remember at one point I was like, when are these rankings coming out? When are they going to start happening? Because it's good fodder, good conversation. They start in week 10, and the final one is week 15. So we get them six times. We're going to get that cut in half at least. Maybe three weekly ranking shows, and then they're going to go away entirely. It was clear on Sunday morning that these mean absolutely nothing. We always say it, but we thought it meant a little bit. It meant nothing. Nothing. Weekly rankings eventually go away. It's going to be cut down dramatically next year. And next year, we will have more than 12 teams in the playoff. We will have 16 next year. And in short order, we will have a 2018 playoff. Four byes, and then 24 other teams. This is the direction that we are going. Weekly rankings eventually go away. They get cut down dramatically next year. Next year, we get a 16-team playoff. It gets to 28. I'm not going to say eventually. I'm going to say pretty soon. It's going to get to 28 teams. We're on the way. Just keep on adding, keep on adding, keep on adding. That's my 10 toes down. Paul Aspen, 10 toes down. What you got?
10 toes down. So, yeah, the Rams look pretty good. Matthew Stafford has one of the worst bad ball rates in the NFL. He's only thrown four picks. So he gets to see his old friends. You got the Goff, Stafford. You know, it's not really a thing anymore. It's been a minute, but the L.A.-Detroit wife swap situation, if you want to call it that. I don't know that anyone does. Detroit is a six-point dog. They got extra rest. Davante Adams, a little gimpy with a hamstring. Six seems like a lot. So I will be playing the plus six with Detroit. But I think the Lions are very live in this game. I think the Rams, not going to say that I'm not a full believer yet. I don't know that I'm their like Super Bowl favorite believer. But I'm going to say the Lions, Jared Goff, don't have to worry about going outside. Go into L.A., 10 toes down, Lions money line against the Rams. Aiden Hutchinson with at least one sack. I'm going to say Aiden Hutchinson, two sacks. One of the best pressure rates in the NFL, top three. Aiden Hutchinson, a couple of sacks, and the Lions beat the Rams in LA on Sunday. 10 toes down.
Wow. That's bold.
6-point dog. 6-point dog. I like it. All right.
You had me at wife swap, Paul. That was when you hooked me.
Dude, that was a real show not that long ago. Like, does that show get on the air today? Wife swap? On ABC, on right? I think it was the ABC. So,
gateway drug was like Temptation Island, right? I feel like that was like kind of the first foray, and then they went the Fox. Whole way with that. Yeah.
Let's just swap wives. Like, let's do that.
I think right. I think the newest show should be Cookie Night at the Ostrowski's. Keys in the bowl on the way in, you know? Just see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He's in the bowl. Speaking of that, let's bring in Jake Hassan.
All right, man.
Jake right, the man. Jiggle bowl.
Pretty good. Keys has a bowl pretty bowl. Good ring to it, don't we think?
Yeah. Jake Hassan, the traitor among us. What? All right, go ahead, Jake.
Where did that come from? What does that mean?
Throwing it out there.
You better your best finest.
Yeah. You can't take anything we say seriously right now. Have you listened to us over the last couple months?
That's a great point.
You want to play black or white, Jake?
Nope. I'm good. I'll just get my 10 toes down. We're all right. Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. I can't wait to see what Kirch is wearing. I can't wait.
I wasn't here yesterday, famously. Also, shout out the comment sections yesterday that Kate Constable texted me that apparently the YouTube comments were theorizing I was out, quote, getting the clap. That's why I wasn't here yesterday.
When did you start looking at these YouTube comments?
In the YouTube comments yesterday, I'm just at home recovering, just down bad with an illness. Yesterday, 10:54 a.m. Hopefully Jake's out catching the clap. That was in the YouTube comments yesterday.
Wow.
That's great.
Not what was happening. Sorry to disappoint, but my 10 toes down. Illinois basketball goes undefeated until they go to Purdue on January 24th. After I thought they were going to lose Tuesday night to Ohio State, but they win convincingly, cover all numbers on the road. And now home against Nebraska, neutral site against Missouri, home against Southern U, at Penn State, home Rutgers, at Iowa, at Northwestern, home Minnesota, home Maryland, and then January 24th at Purdue. I think it's going to be a top 10 matchup. I think Illinois goes undefeated till then. I don't know if they win that game. We're not going to be here to talk about it, so who cares? But I think Illinois is about to go on a run of terror.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ooh. Fighting Balkans.
Very good. Sammy, I went and checked in on the YouTube comments. They want to know how the ear infection's going.
It's not going great. I can't hear out of this right ear still. Mm-mm.
Did they give you a timeline like, hey, this should happen by X?
They said a week or two, and my ear exploded on Thanksgiving morning, so that would be exactly 2 weeks. The problem is I have another issue with my doctor. My doctor is like a vampire that just wants my thyroid, and I need a new doctor.
You got another message about the thyroid?
There's not enough time, and I want to save enough of a pocket here for the star of 10 Toes Down, Brian Gerch. We can talk about my doctor maybe during lightning bets. My doctor wants my thyroid. I'm convinced. Like, we're beyond like a normal conversation now.
Okay. Just so we don't forget, I just wrote down thyroid moon. So we'll get to that coming up.
She ain't getting it. I ain't giving it to her. No way.
We'll see. All right, Gerch, 10 toes down. What you got?
All right, boys. So for this week, let's go to college basketball. And the rivalry is back. Indiana and Kentucky are going to be playing at Rupp Arena. And we are going to take the Kentucky Wildcats to just absolutely smoke Indiana this week. Sammy, I couldn't find a line for this game yet. I was hoping you had a look ahead line. I'm assuming that Kentucky's going to be the favorite.
Let's see. I got Kentucky like 4, 4.5.
All right. Alt mine, Kentucky minus 10, 10.5. Double the spread.
You never make a normal bet.
Hoosiers moon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Famously, Kentucky. The last time he picked against Indiana, they beat Marquette 100-77.
You know, IU's coming off another 100-point game. They put up 113 against Penn State earlier this week. But going to come back down to earth. I think that this game is going to go really similar to the Indiana-Louisville game from last weekend, where Louisville just beat the crap out of them. They went on a 16-0 run to start the game. So, yeah, let's bet these Kentucky schools. Kentucky over Indiana on Saturday.
Gertz, the following Saturday, should we take Chicago State against Indiana?
No, I would not go that far.
Okay, damn. Yeah. All right, very good.
We'll save any college football playoff-related 10 toes down for next week. I think that'll be better to kind of wrap us up on the final 10 toes down of Best Wits.
Yes. I'm wondering, is he going to go positive or negative on Indiana? All right.
I don't know at this point. Now I don't know. That is a tease.
I don't know either.
That is a tease, for sure.
I forgot where I saw it. Maybe somebody posted a Cignetti video. Just, it was interesting. It got me motivated for a couple minutes yesterday, where he was talking about when he bet on himself. He could have been comfortable, could have stayed at Alabama, cushy job. It's like, nope. I bet on myself, and I went to a Division II school. That's betting on yourself. And that was like the gist of, I guess, what I saw a clip from the entire speech was betting on yourself. Man.
They need to start building the statue of Cignetti outside the stadium right now.
It's going to be there. It's going to happen soon, right? Like, people laughed when Saban had it when he was still coaching, but it's going to be there.
I thought you were about to say, like, Statue E Pepe or something. Like, I don't know where that was going. Like, no, did anybody else hear that? Yeah. He was like, Statue. Like, Statue E Pepe. Anyways.
No. All right, good.
I don't know what he's going to do, Joe. I don't know what he's going to do, Gertz, next week. Now I'm in a pretzel.
He's going to say that when the title.
Watching 10 toes down this entire season, you can take a guess where I'm going to go with it.
They're going to lose the quarters.
I truly believe in these 10 toes downs when I say them. I'm just wrong.
I know.
Gertz should cut all his past 10 toes down predictions together, and that should be the open next week.
There's two toes left.
It's work that I'm not
going to do. Joe, do you want to know how dirty?
It's a lot of work.
My editor at Fox did me so dirty on this Bill story, because I don't pick the headline. I just write the story. The editor decided to use the following headline. Back Bills to win Super Bowl, .. because what could go wrong, ? I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, really? Damn. Really?
Is the editor a fan of a team?
No, I think the editor's just having fun with the story. But, I mean, it's a fair headline because Buffalo's never – it's just – I was like, damn, kind of just did me dirty there.
Yeah, did a little bit there. All right. This is Bet Sweats. Up next, let's go behind the counter. Let's find out where Kenny White's numbers are at. He joins us right here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.